Coaches Insight programs, they're back on the air. Continuing here tonight, Care 93.7. We're on to Jefferson County North. It's brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. We are joined now by girls basketball coach, that is Steve Knoll. Coach, it's that middle portion of the season. We got midseason tournaments this week and next. Your team will take part in that midseason tournament next week. So it's kind of a bizarre last few days for you. You got Jackson Heights on Friday, one of the best teams in the state. Cobra's able to get that win, 68-49. No game Tuesday, but you got a game tonight against that same Jackson Heights team. So kind of a weird scenario. Maybe not so much weird, but just kind of different with midseason tournaments. That first matchup on Friday against Jackson Heights, what'd you take away from that one?
Well, we got to handle their pressure. And we didn't have a great start to the game. I think we got down 8-0. And you know, you kind of look at it, we were down 8-0 to start the game. And then with about 2 minutes to go, I went ahead and subbed in. We were down 14 points at that point. So we kind of lost 6 points the rest of the game. You know, they hit a couple more baskets against my JV that we had in there. But basically, if we could have handled a little their pressure a little better at the start, you know, a six-point game with 2 minutes to go is something that's, you know, we can come back from. We were just didn't see us coming back that night. We're not playing much JV, so I wanted to get some of my JV players in a little bit then. So, you know, we've been focusing on handling their pressure, and I think we can do a little better job against that. I thought we were able to get some shots we wanted to once we kind of settled down. You know, we put up 49 points on them. We missed some shots we should have hit, but they missed some shots they should have hit as well. So, you know, come away from there with things that, you know, we did some good things, but the key is handling their pressure and then, you know, not giving them second chance shots. And we got to be better at that.
So the two key things in the next matchup here tonight, rebounding and handling that pressure. Do you feel like those are the top two things that you got to fix?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think so. You know, and we've done a pretty decent job of rebounding, but we just can't let them. There's a couple of key possessions where they would miss, get the rebound. And then hit one of them, I know they hit a three. The other one, they might have hit a three as well. And it was just, you know, we can't give them those second shots. So I think we can take care of that and just handle the ball a little better to start the game. I think if we can keep it close and have a, you know, six-point game with a couple minutes to go, I think we got a shot at them.
Been a tough stretch for you, and we even talked about it a little bit beforehand. You got, obviously, Jackson Heights last week. You get them again tonight, and even the game before that, you got ACCHS, who's the top team currently in the league. Do you feel like you learn a little bit more about your team when you go through a stretch like this, when you're playing some of the top teams?
Oh, definitely. And I think this should help us grow. You know, we were with Effingham. I think we were 10 points down going into the fourth quarter. It kind of got away from us in the fourth quarter there. And it's, you know, we were with Jackson Heights, you know, even though we had that terrible start. So, you know, hopefully we come out and build on those last two games this time. But, you know, I think we see that we can play with them. We just got to build a little confidence that, you know, we can play the whole game with them, not just in spurts. And regardless, you know, what happens on tonight's game is, you know, this should make us better for the, you know, stretch run after the tournament and everything else.
Get the midseason tournament next week. And real quick, an interesting thought before we get you out of here. Of course, you play everybody in the league twice. Usually it's spread out a little bit. You'll play them, maybe get a few weeks off. Or not necessarily off, but a few weeks off without playing them, and then you'll get them again. Do you prefer, like this scenario, going back-to-back essentially with a team like Jackson Heights, or do you like that maybe 2-3 week window before you play them again?
You know, if I have my personal opinion, I would rather play them later, you know, not play them back-to-back. But, you know, it didn't get it the way I wanted, so, you know, I guess the good thing is we prepared for them, saw what we need to work on, and then we just got to make the adjustments, and then hopefully we can get better from what we did the first time.
There it is, Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us. Again, it's kind of just a different kind of scenario here in the next couple of weeks. You got midseason tournaments going on, so for JCN, they got a game against Jackson Heights this past Friday, a loss there. We'll get Jackson Heights again tonight at home before the midseason tournament coming up next week. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon.